Bahamas Reef Environment Educational Foundation's Our Blue Bahamas podcast here on Guardian Radio, where we talk about promoting the conservation of the Bahamian marine environment that sustains our way of life. Today's show topic is Youth Environmental Voices for Change, and we're talking about the Young Reporters for the Environment program, or YRE program. I am your host, Crystal Darling, and my co-hosts, Jasmine and Casarita McKinney-Lambert. And we have our special guest in with us, Caitlin Archer. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I guess I can start with the basic stuff. I attend UB at the moment. I'm studying marketing with a minor in Spanish. I'm 20 years old, and I am also a volunteer for Brief.
So what inspires your passion for, I know you said you're a volunteer with Brief, what inspires your passion for environmental conservation or education?
I think what inspires my passion is that the environment around us is God-given. It's what God has provided for us, and he has places on this earth to be stewards of the environment, to take care of our surroundings. So I think that's really the main point that drives my passion.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Caitlin. And yes, we will be discussing the Youth Environmental Voices for Change. Caitlin is actually one of the Youth Environmental Voices for Change because she has participated in our Young Reporters for the Environment program at Brief. Caitlin, could you tell us about how you found out about Brief?
Honestly, I don't know if I can pinpoint how I found out about Brief itself, because I feel like it's just something common that I knew. But YRE, I found out about YRE through a presentation that Brief made to my alma mater, St. Anne's. And it was a presentation that was for our Eco Club. I had just joined that year. And that's how I became, I would say, interested in the work that Brief has been doing.
Okay. So Brief started this YRE program several years ago. Casarina, you're the executive director of Brief. Could you fill us in on the importance of Brief offering this program to students here in the Bahamas?
Well, the Young Reporters for the Environment program is not just a program that we're running in the Bahamas. It is an international program operating in I think over 60 countries around the world. So it's a huge opportunity to connect young Bahamians between the ages of 11 and 25 with other young people around the world who are also interested in the environment, concerned about environmental protection, and are facing some of the same challenges that we're facing here. And so it's one of two programs that Brief runs here, the other being Eco Schools, that are global programs, and Brief is the representative for these two global programs. And I really appreciate the importance of young people realizing that they're not alone. We're a small archipelago in the Bahamas, and we're facing a lot of challenges to do with climate change, damage to our ecosystems, all pollution, all sorts of challenges. And there are other people on the opposite side of the planet who are also addressing these challenges. It makes us feel part of a global community, and realizing that there's a lot of power in youth voices for protecting the environment. Mm-hmm.
And the Young Reporters for the Environment program is an education-based program. It's a program for youth leaders, right? So the youth leadership program. Education is very important to Brief, being the Bahamas Brief Environment Educational Foundation. And Jasmine, as the Outreach and Education Officer at Brief, why is it so important for students to be able to experience and communicate what they experience when they go out into the environment?
Thank you for the question, Crystal. I just want to first say, when Caitlin, when you said that you heard about YRE through a presentation, and you know that's one of the main things we focus on as BREEF and the outreach department and having presentations and field trips, you know. Right there, as you see, Crystal, is a snowballing effect. So once persons are able to communicate the experiences, what they would have experienced, like through a presentation, it impacts others around us. So it gets more of the community involved other than it just being siloed, you know, because, you know, we work at BREEF and, you know, environmental issues are some things that we are very privy to. A lot of persons, especially in the Bahamas, aren't aware of some of these issues. So having the education to actually, you know, having a program like the Young Reporters for the Environment is really important because, you know, once they learn the information and being able to communicate it, it actually inspires more persons. So that's really important.
Okay, so the YRE workshops to prepare students every year for this competition. There are a number of YRE workshops that students can participate in. The themes or the categories that they can do is photos, essays, videos, and the newly added podcast, which could be a five minute long podcast for students. So it's very exciting, and it also encourages students to communicate in the way where they feel most comfortable, and while not too much, you know, taking them outside of their comfort zone, because of course you wanted to challenge them a little, but also to be able to communicate in a way where they are passionate about and that they will enjoy doing the project, and it doesn't feel too much like, oh, you know, like another homework assignment or another project that I have to do. And it could be enjoyable. I think it's very exciting to imagine that you can do a podcast, you know, for fun, or a podcast with your friends about an environmental issue that you can go and you can look up and you can learn more about, you know, and you can find, there's so many resources online as well that students can access to be able to assist them in this. And Katharina said earlier that this is not, you know, only local, this is also an international competition as well. So there are a lot of online resources on the YRE Global website as well that students can tap into. Now, as far as the workshops you know, they teach you skills in photography, writing, video. It's an immersive learning experience as well. Caitlin, could you tell us what your experience was like attending a YRE workshop?
I think attending the YRE workshops, I think the word might be new. It was for me, but also enlightening, and I think community-driven as well. I got to experience and participate in group activities with others who have the same passion as me and who have a keen interest in protecting our environment. And even the last workshop that I went to, that one was I think it had a new twist to it. We had new presenters and really got the children involved, or everybody who was there. So the BREEF workshops, they're really information driven, but you're also having fun with it, actually learning about the environment and helping students to learn that it's not something, it's not like a task. It's something that you should be willing and, you know, enjoy doing.
And why would you encourage other students to participate in it? We know that the YRE workshops are, like you said, they have many different presenters. It's not the same people all the time either. Mm-hmm. So you get to network with, you get to be introduced to many people in the industry. You get to build skills. You get to build your writing skills, your photography skills, your video skills, and now your podcasting skills when you go to these workshops. Why is that important for other young people like yourself?
Well, honestly, when I found out about YRE, I hadn't known about it before. I think that was grade 11, and to now being a volunteer for BEEF, even being at this podcast, you don't know even what opportunities it can open for you, and what passions it can drive for you. Sometimes it can lead to it being your career or something that you would want to dive into when you get a bit older. So, you know, it's just something to try out and see if you like it, see if you love it. And it's just generally important for us to take care of our environment, especially in the Bahamas. We're surrounded by water. We have a lot of our food comes from the water. So it's really important for young people to recognize and realize why we should be taking care of our environment.
Awesome. And Catherine, you know, when you started out these workshops and this YRE program, what was your main vision for these? What was the goal for BEEF with these very different type of programs for students that are immersive and they are action-based and activity-based?
I think one of our big goals at BEEF is to help inspire a whole new generation of critical thinkers, of people who have lots of questions and who aren't afraid to ask them. We are faced all the time with things that are proposed for our country that may be very damaging to the environment. And I think it's up to each and every one of us to ask questions and say, hang on, does this proposed project involve damaging mangrove wetlands? If so, how many acres? Does it involve dredging? Does it involve filling in of wetlands? Are there going to be impacts to coral reefs? Knowing full well that our coral reefs are our first line of defense during hurricane season and are what protect our islands from storms, does it make sense to allow a golf course on this little island, knowing that golf courses require pesticides and fertilizers that are going to run off into the ocean and damage our reefs? So really encouraging people to ask these difficult questions, demand answers, and not say we're just going to listen to what has been told to us without taking a bit of a deeper dive and say, well, hang on, is this the truth? Are these impacts going to hurt us as a nation? And stand up for our environment. Mm-hmm. So I think we're looking for the Young Reporters for the Environment program to give us a bit of a big nudge out of our complacency and to a point where we are all asking questions, hopefully led by the young people who are standing up there waving a flag saying, hang on, what about this? But really encouraging not so young people as well to all be reporters for the environment and advocates for the environment.
And I, on that same breath, you kind of spoke to it already a little bit, but the age for the Young Reporters Environment program and competition is 11 to 25 years old. That's pretty young, you know, coming from a culture of more or less, you know, children being seen, not heard, and, you know, kind of really low key, you know, and very be quiet and studying in their books, pushing them to be very vocal about these things is kind of out of the box. So, what do you think? Have you seen any like success stories coming out of YRE where there have been students who have done?
I mean, I would like to say that, you know, children are very innovative thinkers, and, you know, they love to ask questions. They have a curiosity like no other. So, I would like to add, you know, that, you know, having kids and creating a space for them to actually vocalize these their experiences. I mean, just yesterday, you know, we've been seeing a lot of rainfall recently, and, you know, my 5-year-old was like, there's so much water, we need to pump this water. But not, I mean, that's just an environmental issue that's currently going on, but they notice these things, and having a platform where they can raise and have their opinions heard, you know. So the wide age range is really important, because you have a different level of perspectives, you know, and a different and a, like I say, a really good space to advocate for some of these issues.
Mm-hmm. And I've been incredibly impressed with so many of the young voices of the Bahamas, whether that's the youth climate ambassadors who are going to the COP and mm-hmm. speaking out on the role of climate change in our future as a nation, to the youth leaders in the Office of the Prime Minister who are working on the Sustainable Development Goals for the Bahamas. And the reality is that what we're doing now to our environment is going to affect the young people of our country more than anybody else. Well, maybe it's going to affect the young people and the next generations of the Bahamas. So some of the decisions that are being made by older people aren't going to affect them nearly as much as it's going to affect their children and grandchildren and unborn generations. And we really need to be thinking about that. And I think young people in general get that. It makes sense. You know, there's a proverb out there that says we did not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We are holding it in trust for our children and for the next generations. And I think that's a key component of this Young Reporters for the Environment program. Mm-hmm. And some of these key skills of critical thinking and curiosity and bravery. Sometimes it takes a lot of bravery to stand up and say, hang on, this project may benefit this group of people, but it's going to hurt all of these other people. And to stand up and be brave and develop those skills through these workshops that Brief holds, through connections with mentors in the field, to develop these skills to be able to effectively articulate the issues, some of the problems, some of the solutions.
Yes, and solutions. That was the next word that was coming up as well. So we do notice something with the upcoming generations. And, you know, in years gone by, children have been encouraged to, you know, lie low, like I said, and be a little quieter, and, you know, because it's seen as respectful. But we see that, you know, as we progress, the younger generation seem more vocal, right? This is very vocal. Caitlin and friends, they are a very vocal generation, and they are speaking up and they are telling us what they think and they are expressing how they feel. And so WIRE is not just, you know, like you said, to go out and look and be able to highlight the problems and be able to actually see and identify the environmental issues, but it's also about finding solutions and being solutions based. Why is this so important for the youth of today, Jasmine?
Like you would have mentioned, this is a very digital age. It's a very sharing age. And what I do like about WIRE is that we bring in professionals from all over the Bahamas, and they learn really important skill sets like photography or videography, where they can actually not only communicate their thoughts, but they can do it effectively. You know, they have real professional skills to assist them with curating their voices. So I think that's really important.
And I love that Caitlin's studying marketing at UB. So when you reminded me of that, it made me think, gosh, we really need an ad agency for the Bahamian environment, right? We need a marketing company that is speaking out on behalf of the Bahamian marine environment. I don't know, Caitlin, if you can speak a little bit more to how you see your current studies and your future career connecting with environmental protection.
Honestly, I think that really any career could connect with the environment. And honestly, initially my career path was to be in sustainability at the University of the Bahamas, but it just happens to be marketing now in my fourth year. So that's what I'm rolling with. And I think that any opportunity that I get that's in the environmental field where I can tie in my marketing skills, that would definitely be something that I'm interested in. I'm also leaning toward getting my teaching certificate when I graduate. So I've had a teaching opportunity this past summer, and it's really important to, you know, to educate the young people about why the environment should be cared for. So I think that in any career, really, you can express your need and why it's really important to take care of our surroundings.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us also into the theme for this year, Young Reporters for the Environment competition. The deadline is every April. It's in April. It's not officially set in stone, but it is every April. And you can go on the Brief website at brief.org to find out more about the Young Reporters for the Environment program. But ecosystem restoration is a theme for this year. And we want to kind of go into a little bit what ecosystem restoration is and the examples that we have in the Bahamas. Katharina, could you speak to that? We know you're the environmental expert.
Ecosystem restoration is really important. It is it's important to also think of protecting the ecosystems that we already have from damage. So it doesn't make any sense to, on one hand, be restoring ecosystems and on the other hand, be damaging those same critical ecosystems. We have some ecosystems that are absolutely essential to our way of life and to our existence, living in these low-lying islands in a big ocean, in an archipelago. So the coral reefs are basically our first line of defense when it comes to storms. And these reefs are a natural breakwater. They are breaking the waves of hurricanes and storms, reducing coastal flooding, protecting houses, infrastructure, roads, and are absolutely essential. So there's quite a lot of work that Brief and partner organizations are doing around the country to help protect and restore coral reefs. So I'd say coral reef ecosystem restoration is high up there as a priority topic. Actually growing corals, helping restore reefs that have been damaged, either by coastal construction, ship damage, anchor damage, climate change, and growing and restoring these reefs. Another focal area for ecosystem restoration in the Bahamas has been mangroves. Certainly during Hurricane Dorian, a lot of mangroves were damaged and destroyed by the intensity of Hurricane Dorian. And there's some great work being done by organizations like Friends of the Environment and Waterkeepers Bahamas and Bonefish Tarpon Trust and others to restore mangroves that have been damaged and restore the ecosystem function of those mangroves. And then there's other ecosystems that people may not think about so much, but are also important. Seagrasses that are important nursery habitats, water purification filters, and also protect our lands. And then beaches and the vegetation that's on the top of the beaches. Those are areas that are also being restored in the Bahamas and in the region and are essential for our functioning on this planet and in this country. But again, it really makes sense to think about protecting ecosystems mm-hmm. through marine protected areas, mm-hmm. Coastal setbacks, restrictions on dumping and dredging. Before we even jump into restoring mm-hmm. ecosystems that have been damaged.
Yeah, so it is a mighty, mighty topic and multifaceted at that. Jasmine, you are the education officer, education and outreach. In which ways do we like really break down, and you can explain in a nutshell, in which ways do we really break down and explain, get that conversation going for students to really grasp ecosystem, what is an ecosystem, basically, and get them to understand why these things are important?
Crystal, one of the biggest things I focus on is teaching kids about the ecosystems, and not just kids, different organizations, about the ecosystems and the ecosystem services they provide. And a big way to show that is actually taking them there. Instead of, you know, saying a coral reef, it's really good to see a coral reef in person, you know, through our public snorkels or through our snorkel field trips. You can actually see that, and you can see how all of these things connect to our livelihoods. we know that a lot of persons don't know that, you know, the mangroves are nursery systems for our key species, you know. But, you know, once you go there and you can see a little baby grouper and baby crawfish, you know, right inside those mangrove forests, you know, that up close and personal experience actually kind of drives it home, you know. So it's really important that, you know, that they get the education. And a lot of persons may be intimidated by the word education or presentations, but it's a really fun experience. It, mm-hmm. All of the persons that are that have been involved with BRIEF, they do come back, and right now we're creating new and more experiences to actually drive some of these key information home, especially about what the ecosystem offers.
So, Caitlin, in your entry, going back to segue back into the wiry competition and what it's like, what did you learn when preparing your wiry entry?
Well, my first wiry entry was on pollution. It was actually group one that I did with my friends. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we think we might know, but there are a lot of things that we don't know about the environment. And it was really, I think the main thing was really into the preparation for the article. How are we going to display pollution? What are we going to write about in our article? What's really important, especially with the word count? What are the main things or the focal points that we have to put into our article? And I also had a friend, Shamia. Well, she is my friend still. my friend Shamia Major, she won the wiry competition actually in our graduating year in 2021. Hers was of a collect bottle with a flower in it. And it really just shows you that there are a lot of things that you can learn, and there's art to be made from the environment.
Exactly. So one thing that people think about is that, oh, I need to go for the competition and take a picture of the ocean or like something that's out there and it's fixed, right? But you can also be very creative in the photos that you take as well. So the photo of the flower growing out of a bottle, right? That is, you know, you would be amazed of what could grow. It makes people think when they look at it, you know, what else could be growing here if we didn't have all this pollution, right, and all this damage done. So it's very inspiring to see children creativity, not just like their writing skills, photography skills, and other wiry skills, but also their creativity, and showing that they're actually thinking about the environmental issues that are taking place in the Bahamas. We are almost out of time, but we're going to talk a little bit about the wiry competition, which I said was an annual competition, and it helps to inspire students in many ways, like what Caitlin says said earlier. And the work is published and highlighted, the top three winners. We do three winners now, first, second, and third place. Is published and highlighted in the newspapers and news stations. They win prizes. It's a great resume builder, and it helps you with professional skill building as well. So there's a lot of benefits as well as going into the wiry competition. A lot of people don't think about, you know, as you know, children or growing up, you're not really thinking about your resume too much a lot of times. But if you have this national entry, right, and you won this competition, it really looks good when you're preparing for to get into another high school or to go into college. It looks great, and it also it helps you along your professional journey, and it's never too early to start, you know. So that's another perk of entering the wiry competition. Like I said, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to go around the table. I'm going to get some closing remarks from everybody. We'll start with Kasserina.
I think it's also worth pointing out that
this is, while we have the local competition here in the Bahamas, the winners of the local competition for the Young Reporters for the Environment each year then go into the international competition. So these students have an opportunity to showcase some of the environmental issues that we're facing here in the Bahamas, hopefully also looking at solutions as well as just the problems, and showcase them internationally at the international competition. So we've had a number of opportunities to share the winners of the Bahamian competition with schools who and countries that are running the Young Reporters for the Environment program around the world, and then also learn from those young people around the world. So we may not be having the same problems with water pollution as they're having in Scotland or South Africa or New Zealand, but we can realize how connected we are with young people who are facing those challenges elsewhere.
Nice, beautiful.
And I would like to challenge everyone, you know, you possibly have your smartphone just not too far away from you. You can actually follow Brief on our socials so you can know about the learning opportunities that we have and the other programs that we have, especially Wiry and being up to date with all of the deadlines and all of the requirements. So you can be equipped to actually be in one of these programs. And also, if you don't have the knowledge yet, you can actually be able to, you know, come out, like I say, for a public snorkel or have your school sign up to have a presentation or a field trip.
I second that because following the Brief page really helps me to keep informed. And I'd also like to say, you know, caring about our environment, it's bigger than, but definitely not limited to, you know, just picking up our trash, doing the simple things that we can do. So it's really important to expand your knowledge and do what you can to see what you can do for the environment.
Okay, excellent. So to learn more about Brief and all the work that Brief does, visit the Brief website at brief.org. That's BREEF.org. And follow Brief on social media at Brief242. That's BREEF242. So this has been an excellent show today. Thank you so much, Kasserina, Jasmine, and Caitlin, for coming in. And we will see you guys next Saturday on the show, Our Blue Bahamas.